Hey, brothers and sisters, this is Elizabeth Marie with Latter Rain 333. I come to you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and I do this video for His glory and to share with the body of Christ the words, the dreams, the messages, and the warnings that I have received. For those of you that are new, or for those of you who haven't yet checked out my other platforms, The links are down below in the description box. I have a dream forum. I have a safe haven connection forum for you to connect with one another. I have a newsletter, which I try to put out every month, which has a lot of the prophetic things that the Lord has been giving me, the words, the dreams, and the visions. I have 144,000 new platform, and I have an Overcomers Network, which involves refuge hubs, which are small groups. So if any of those things interest you or you're led by the Spirit to go check them out, please go do so. All right, today I have a message to bring to you that I received on the 10th of October 2023. And it was right after I did my last video concerning an anointing and deliverance and healing that the Lord had me do. And so I want to read that to you. The Lord is showing me things that are completely out of my element, brothers and sisters. These are new things that the Lord is showing me personally. And He's having this ministry start going in a little bit of a different direction in the future. Not that I won't be continuing to give you the warnings that the Lord gives me, but He's also bringing me to a higher level of impartations to be able to help the body of Christ as we need this new power of God that He's pouring out on His people right now. And so I believe that this is the latter rain that is coming. And the Lord's been just ministering to me the last couple of weeks about it. So first, before I read the message, I just wanted to tell you that what the Lord has been showing me concerning the anointing, concerning Elijah's mantle, is that the Lord is doing something new among His people. Even though the world is going crazy right now, and we all are seeing what's happening, we're actually seeing prophecy being fulfilled right in front of our very eyes, brothers and sisters. It is absolutely unbelievable. I don't want to call it unbelievable, because of course, as Christians, we believe the Word of God. We know that the prophecies are going to come forth, but still, to see it in real time, it's amazing. That's maybe a better word. It's just amazing to see that happen, even though there's so much pain and suffering going on right now in the world. But the Lord is doing a new thing. As the bride of Christ, the Lord has shown me we are not to focus on the world and what's going on around us and its ways, but instead we are to continue to keep our thoughts and our minds and our hearts on the Lord only, and not to be filled with fear, anxiety, stress, worry, fret. You know, like it says in the scripture, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. That's Isaiah 59:19. This means that the Lord will provide an escape as we flee from the enemy. And this escape will come in many different forms, including those who are faithful to how to minister in truth and power. And so the Lord is doing something mighty right now, even though we cannot see it. We see all the carnage that the enemy is doing, but the Lord is doing something even greater, and it's in the Spirit. And I believe this is what the Lord's been showing me, and He wants me to try to pass on to you all to seek the Lord in the Spirit so you can see what He is doing. He is not abandoning His children or His people. He's raising up a standard against what the enemy is doing. Hallelujah. The Lord Jesus right now, He is pouring out His power through the Holy Spirit. And he's doing that on those who are, he's pouring it out on those who are yielded and submitted to him during these times of unrest and chaos. And he's going to use us to accomplish much for his kingdom through spreading the gospel, through bringing healings, deliverances, and miracles. And this will be used as a testimony to a hopeless world. Now, last night, before going to bed, I heard very clearly the Lord give me the word hope, and it was started to minister to me about hope and how people are losing hope. There's hopelessness all around us. And we need to be reminded that we have this hope as Christians, as believers, inside of us. It has been given to us through the Holy Spirit. And we have also the message of hope and power that the Lord wants us to spread to other people. So let's not let the enemy come and steal this hope and steal our joy. Instead, let's resist him and he will flee. Remember that we hope for the things that are not seen. We hope for the things that are not seen. We hope that we will be with Jesus for eternity. And through his grace and through faith, we are going to see our hope become realized. Our greatest and blessed hope is that Jesus is coming soon. So let's rejoice and be glad. It says in Titus 2:12-14, "For the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in the present age, looking for the blessed hope and glorious appearance of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from every lawless deed and purify for himself his own special people, zealous for good works." Hallelujah. Those two verses say everything. They say everything. We are his own special people, brothers and sisters, and he wants us to be zealous for good works. All right, now I'm going to read the message that I received. Here's that message. "You were made for such a time as this. I chose you from the foundation of time to place you here on earth now. This is not random or mere coincidence. No, it is with purpose that all things happen when they do. I look for my workers and my laborers and my servants. I test each heart to see if they are ready for the greatest assignment that has ever been, the culmination of all things. The laborers are few. However, it only takes a few to accomplish my will in these last days. These laborers will be of the Elijah spirit, with much strength and power. The anointings they bring are coming forth as I pour out my spirit on those who are ready to receive. This anointing will you get through what is coming, for it will be a covering upon you, a mantle. Seek me for this anointing, for it is important that all my remnant ones receive it as a greater measure. With it, the living waters will flow through you and renew, refresh, and deliver those who it flows upon. The time is now. Do not delay in seeking it. I will show you the way. I will equip my saints with all that is needed for the last battle." And that was the end of the message, brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. Now, I believe what the Lord is saying, that in these last days, we are going to need the double portion of anointing, just like Elisha received from Elijah in order to do these greater works for the Lord. It says in 2 Kings 2:9, "And it came to pass when they were gone over that Elijah said to Elisha, ask what I shall do for thee before be taken away from thee. And Elisha said, I pray thee, let a double portion of thy spirit be upon me. This double portion anointing, brothers and sisters, is something that the Lord has been speaking to me about for quite a while now. This is not something that we can conjure up, make up, or pretend, because it is the very power of God coming down through His anointed ones. They are nothing, but He is everything. They are the vessels. They are conduits of His love, grace, and power. For those who are seeking this anointing to be the laborers in these last days, continue to pray, humble, and submit yourselves to Him daily. In His timing, He will pour out this double portion on those who have been tested through the fires and have a pure and undivided heart towards the Lord. And this can come in many ways. The most common way for this anointing to come is through the laying of hands and impartations. Like Elijah, it is a mantle that had to be given to him. It's almost like a baton that is passed in a race, a relay race. And this mantle is not given lightly. The Lord does not give these mantles out lightly. And it is for only those who seek it with all their hearts. And I believe that's the beginning. That's the beginning of understanding these anointings that are coming, is seeking after it. It is a special covering. This anointing is a covering. It's much like a cloak or a coat, which reminds me of a dream vision that I had this summer, where I had several sweaters on, one on top of the other. And then I started to take one off at a time, and I gave it to someone else. This was passing the mantle or cloak or sweater onto someone else. And I feel in my spirit, this is what is coming in the future for this ministry that the Lord has led me into. The first impartation that I did was this the last video. And I'll have the link down below. And it was an impartation for the anointing, for healing, and for deliverance for those who would receive it in faith. It says in 1 Kings 19:19, "So he departed hence and found Elijah with the son of Shaphat, who was plowing with 12 yoke of oxen before him. And he with the 12th. And Elijah passed by him and cast his mantle upon him." So here we see the actual mantle or cloak of Elijah being given to Elijah. All right, brothers and sisters. Well, thank you for coming and listening to what the Lord has been showing me. If you have any questions or any thoughts or comments, please leave them down below, or you can go ahead and email me personally. The contact information is down below, and there will be a transcript of what I just read to you, and it will be in my blog, and that also is in the description box down below. Know that I'm praying for all of you. I'm praying for all my brothers and sisters. I'm praying for all my subscribers. Continue to keep your eyes fixed on the Lord. Stay strong in Him, and He will see you through. Shalom.